You're entering a dimension of the most scariest shit you've ever seen. Or heard. Or seen. It's time, once again, for Helpful Snowman Potawatomi!
I've got a book of matches, I've got a can of kerosene, I got some bad ideas involving you and me. I don't blame you for walking away. I touch myself at thoughts of flames, I shat the bed. I
lay hey everybody,
thinking of you, wide awake for days.
Welcome to Potawatomi. As many of you probably know, Halloween, kind of my favorite holiday, even though I don't really do anything most of the time, I just think it's great. I think it's great because it's just, there's nothing to it, you know? And if you don't do it, no one cares. And if you do, that's fun. It's our annual show where I have candles in the studio, you know, so it's like I'm about to masturbate myself in a bathtub or something. We're going to do a power hour. So I'm going to answer questions and get real drunk. And I have some special Halloween music to play in the background. I also have a new feature here in the studio. See if you can pick up on this sound. That, my friend, is the sound of a die, which is like one dice. You know, this being Halloween, I thought die, dice. I didn't think anything. Here's the situation. I found that I have some booze in my cabinet. I think this happens to everyone, right? You get some boozes in your cabinet that you can't really explain. Which is how you end up with Old Krupnik, for example. A Polish liquor. Or, you know, I know this doesn't sound bad to other people, but rum. Hate rum. So what I decided to do, in order to push through these liquors, and, you know, make a dent, is I've got them all lined up. Numbers 1 through 6. And I will roll the dice when I'm ready for a shot of booze to determine what I'll be drinking. I thought about running through them, but you know what? I think instead, I'll just roll the dice and we'll see what happens. We'll see how lucky I get. 5. Fantastic. 5 is a nice Jepson's Malort liquor. I don't know if this is a liquor or a liqueur. I don't really know. I feel like liqueurs are supposed to have a number and then a fruit that's available in Skittles. You know, 99 bananas, 108 limes, 55 oranges. Malort's like burned rubber bands or something. $7.99. It's shit. Cheers, everybody. Ugh. Pickly. Wow. Fuck me. Okay. So that's how the shots get drank on drunked. Things are changing around here, man. We're not as classy as we used to be, I'm afraid to say. I know that's disappointing. Well, you know what? Without further ado, I think it's time to get started. I hope you all have a great Halloween. If you don't do anything else, go to the store and get a fun-sized thing of candy bars and get a shitty mask or something. Jump out of a closet on somebody. Who gives a shit? Just make Halloween be, you know, something. Don't let it just pass you by, okay? People will do this with Christmas, you know. They'll be like, I didn't do anything. It's not a big deal, you know. They sort of de-romanticize / over-romanticize the de-romanticization. Don't let that be your mistake, because when you don't do Halloween, no one's going to give a shit. But you're not going to have as much fun. Do something. Do something. Carve a fucking pumpkin. Jesus Christ, get off your ass. Well, you know what? This is getting advicey. So without further ado, I think it's time to start. For those of you who don't know how this works, I have 50 questions, 1 minute to answer each question, And when you hear the chime, that means it's time for me to move on. So, you know, it might get tight here and there. But I think we're going to all have fun. Happy Halloween. Dear Snowman, what's your favorite Halloween costume from when you were growing up? From Desert. Ah, my favorite? I think we all know that. I was a member of the Jamaican bobsled team. I was probably Doug E. Doug, if I'm being honest. Although Malik Yoba, though angry, seemed to be the strongest in the group somehow. So, you know, I was in blackface. Recently found out another friend of the show, Matt, was also once Bo Jackson in blackface, which I can support because, you know, I was in Club Bo. I thought Bo Jackson was the greatest thing to happen since, you know, sliced up bread, you know. I think unsliced bread might be better, though. I mean, it looks a lot better at the store. The sliced bread looks like shit. The unsliced, you're like, oh my god, some guy made that in a fucking mill on his own. This is the real shit right now. The sliced stuff, eh. Dear Snowman, what is the scariest thing that ever happened to you? I want traumatizingly scary stuff. From Melanie. Well, Melanie, you've come to the right place. There was once a time, long ago, but also not so long ago, if you think about it. If it's too long ago, it has no relevance. You know, like Headless Horseman? I never bought that guy. I was like, alright, he's from like the Revolutionary War. Fuck that guy. I mean, yes, they would also probably be scared by the iPhone if you went back to that time. So I don't really think it's that, you know, tough to scare the guys who don't even know what fucking Wi-Fi is. If you just got the Zippo app, if you got a Zippo, they'd probably, their minds would be fucking blown. I don't know. Going back in time to scare somebody, I don't really understand the point of that. Maybe I missed the point of the question entirely. Dear Snowman, what is more scary, a slasher who is alive or a slasher who is supernatural? Some friends and myself are trying to come up with a script for a slasher film and we want it to be scary, but we don't know what is more scary, alive or supernatural. Since we're partial to both, we thought it would be better to see if anyone else could give us an answer and a reason. From John. So what's scarier, a slasher that's supernatural or regular natural? Here's the problem with supernatural, okay? It's not about scarier. They can both be scary. Because when they're in the movie, even if they're supernatural, they're still fucking there. So they're not really supernatural. They're just natural, right? But the problem is then you have to come up with some cockamamie scheme where somebody can beat him. You know, like Freddy. And they always have to be like, oh, well, if you're his great-great-great-granddaughter, then you can pull him into the real world. You know, so if you find a real guy, you can just fucking stab him with a piece of rebar through the eye. Dear Snowman, what scary experience have you had with only monthly contacts? If you have not had a scary experience, still answer. For those of you who have, for example, getting it stuck or misplaced in your eye. Okay, from Preeti. So, contact lenses, what scary experiences have I had? I mean, I lost one briefly once when I was rafting. I was in a tent, hungover, putting one in, and it fell in my lap. And I was sitting there thinking, well, I know it's nearby. You know, it can't have left the tent. I mean, nothing has gone in and out of the tent. So if I just sit here and look around, I'll find what I'm looking for. That was scary. It wasn't scary. It was just like, I might have a shitty weekend. I mean, maybe that would be a good premise for a scary movie. You're not going to be killed. You're just going to have kind of a shitty weekend. You know what I mean? Dear Snowman, what are some really scary, scary stories to tell at sleepovers? I love scary stories and love to tell them to my friends. Any other stories you know? From Lauren. I'll tell you a scary thing that happened to me at a sleepover. Once we were all sleeping in the living room at this kid Greg's house, his dad came out from upstairs. His dad had been sleeping and he came into the kitchen. And his dad wasn't wearing a shirt. And he had, I don't know if it was a birthmark or a collection of moles or what it was, but it looked like someone had cooked a very flat hamburger like a White Castle and just slapped it on his back. And it, I mean, I was laying there, my eyes were wide open, you know. Then he got a glass of water or something, turns around, and I shut my eyes as tight as I could against it. But, I mean, it haunts me to this day. To this day, I still see it every time I close my eyes and I'm sleeping in a Ninja Turtle sleeping bag. I'll tell you that right now. Some things never leave you. Dear Snowman, what are some good scary movies to watch with my boyfriend who doesn't normally like scary movies? My boyfriend and I were trying to decide what to do for Halloween this year, and we decided on watching scary movies. I'm a big chicken, but I still like scary movies. He doesn't normally like scary movies, but he wants to give this a try since it's Halloween. Any suggestions for movies? From Blue Moon Dreamer. I'm gonna roll the dice here, because this is not, you know, going enough. Ooh, one! Aw, oh, fuck! One is red wine. Damn it. Sounds like your boyfriend's kind of a puss. I gotta be honest. As the boyfriend, I think you have to either like scary movies or at least pretend, or suck it up once a year. So I would say just watch something good. I mean, watch one of the classics. Not, I don't know, The Thing? That's pretty good. I mean, Saw. Everyone makes fun of Saw. Saw 1 and Saw 2, pretty good. Dear Snowman, how does Freddy Krueger relate to the modern world? I'm writing a paper for English class on my most memorable villain, and I just Nightmare on Elm Street's Freddy Krueger, and I have T answer the question. How do you see this character relating to the rest of the modern world? Any help? From Dude. Alright, cheers, dude. Red wine. Oh, Jesus. Ugh! That's worse than the Malort. Okay. Fuck. How does he relate to the modern... I mean, Freddy Krueger was like a child rapist who they killed, and then he came back in their nightmares. That seems to relate to modern psychology, right? You know, he can rape the kids, but you can burn him all you want. He doesn't unrape the kids. Burn his penis right off. It doesn't ungo in the kid. I don't know. I think it's pretty relevant. What with all the teachers fucking the students? I'd like to see a lady Freddy Krueger, though, because it seems like the ladies are all fucking the students. Dear Snowman, is the glove that comes with the Miss Freddy Krueger costume metal or hard plastic? I've been eyeing the plus size Miss Freddy Krueger costume on many sites, but none of them tell me if the glove that is included is metal or hard plastic. It's probably hard plastic, but I'd like confirmation on that, and I'm wondering if the glove fits well on most hand sizes. I have a fire palm type hand, which I learned from palmistry books, which means I have a shorter fingers and a rounder palm. Okay, from Deathra. Listen, bitch. I mean, there's a plus size. If you don't fit the plus size, Miss Freddy Krueger, which isn't even a real thing, although I did just kind of ask for it, you know, you're going to have to be something else. I'm sorry. And no, the fucking glove is not going to be metal. Are you asking if they sell a costume for Freddy Krueger with a real knife glove? I don't know, but no. Okay? Have you never... Is this your first time wearing a costume? I can't think that is, because you're a plus size gal. Dear Snowman, how could I get the traps from the Saw movies? I'm mainly considering the Venus flytrap and the Angel trap. What kind of metal is needed for shaping into the spikes and locking into skin and muscle? I'm not worrying about the release mechanisms, so you can ignore those. From Yemeni. Holy Christ, so you want to rebuild a Saw thing? I mean, here's the thing. If you're not really worried about the release mechanism, I don't know. What kind of metal? I don't think those are real things, is the problem. I don't think you can just create these in your basement, thank God. I mean, that'd be like me saying, you know, what would be the way, what's the curse I could say to put myself in the body of a small doll? Let's just say. I mean, it's a fucking movie, dum-dum. This is the problem. This is why the Saw movies get a bad name, because of dum-dums like you. I hate you all. I'm rolling the dice. Six. Contro. Dear Snowman, how to get someone not to be afraid of the movie Freddy vs. Jason? My little cousin walked in on me watching the movie Freddy vs. Jason right when they were in the cornfield, and now he gets scared every time I turn out the lights. I was watching it in the dark. From Adrian. So you want him to be... I mean, he's not scared of the movie. He's fucking horrified from the movie, but now he's scared of everything. This happens to us all eventually. You know, we all see these movies. Freddy's Dead was mine, for example, where... This is one of the few scary movies that scared the shit out of me. Because you know what you don't know about Freddy? The movies are kind of dumb, but then when you're getting ready to go to sleep that night, you're like, oh, fuck. This is when he gets you. Here's some Contrell orange liquor for some reason. I don't know where this came from. Cheers. Ugh. Jesus, that's gross, too. Ugh. Dear Snowman. Which Jason movie is this scene from? In one of the Jason movies, Jason is completely obliterated by the police in one scene. I was wondering if anyone knew which scene that was, from Kyle. I do know which that is. That's from Jason Goes to Hell. The reason being, we rented it one time when I was a kid, partially because of that, but partially because, I don't know if everyone knows this, horror movies back in the day used to be a fairly certain source of bare breasts, and Jason Goes to Hell did not disappoint. However, it made it very difficult, because there were teens having sex in a tent, and the girl was topless and on top, but there's only about, like, 10 frames before a piece of rebar comes in and impales her right through the chest. So you had to whack off knowing that was coming, and also, you know, pause it at just the right moment, because if it, yeah. Dear Snowman, okay, so our neighbors are Americans, and they are telling us about Halloween, invited us to a Halloween party, etc. My husband carved a jack-o'-lantern today, and now he keeps saying he would like to do something with its mouth, if you get what I mean. The way he carved it, I know he had this in mind the whole time. I would kind of like to watch this, but should I let him? It didn't work out that well with the robot before, and we had to go to the hospital, from Ava. Are you saying your husband wants to fuck a pumpkin? I mean, yeah, I don't know. You married this fucking guy, and he tried to fuck a robot before? You know, I feel like I could be friends with the guy. I'm surprised you married him, but I'm cool with him. I don't know, let him try to fuck the pumpkin. You shouldn't watch. That image is going to be in your mind. Because you're going to watch him awkwardly fucking this pumpkin. I don't think anyone should be standing like 5 feet away watching someone they want to fuck something. That's not going to end well. Dear Snowman, what's a safer alternative to a candle and a jack-o'-lantern? My kids and I will be carving jack-o'-lanterns this year, and I'm worried about using a candle, since there will be a lot of little ones around my house this year, and I don't want anyone getting burned or starting a fire, from Patricia. Here's the alternative. Grow up, be a fucking parent, and let your kids use a goddamn tea light, okay? It's not like you're putting a fucking welding torch in there. It's the tiniest little candle, it burns out in like 2 hours. Jesus Christ. I mean, how are they even going to reach inside? What do you think they're going to do? Be like, oh, fire, and reach inside? Just get a candle. It's Halloween. Freddy's burned over 90% of his body, and you think your kid can't take it if, like, he touched a flame? I could touch a flame. There's, like, 10 flames right near me right now. I'm fine. I'm just fine. I think they'll be just fine. Dear Snowman, okay, I've been seeing different things in my house lately. How can I tell if it's a ghost or if I'm just seeing things? I see shadows and hear different noises. I've always seen and heard things, but I am never sure whether or not it's real or if I might just have an overactive imagination. From JoJo. So how do you know the difference between a ghost and something else? I read this book when I was a kid that said what you should do is dump flour all over the floor. So then if it was a person, you would see their footsteps in the flour. That was a good test. Or put tape over the windows so you could see if someone was opening the window. And then I realized, if you dumped flour all over the floor, first of all, that's a pretty big project. Secondly, who's going to clean that? Third, I mean, if you find there's footprints in there, that's way more horrifying than a ghost. I would rather just go to my grave assuming it was a ghost, rather than a man sneaking in my room just touching my nipple as I slept. Dear Snowman, 1. Do ghost shrimp eat fish poop? 2. How many would be good to have in a 20-gallon tank? 3. If ghost shrimp eat poop, does that mean I never have to clean the gravel again? From Henry. You're asking me about ghost shrimp. I don't think this is really about ghosts, is it? I don't think you should have shrimp. I don't think a person should own shrimp in live format. I think they should probably have passed away. I don't think you should just be buying shrimps to have in your home. I mean, that's not an attractive aquarium addition. That's probably one of the worst ideas I've ever heard, my friend. So it doesn't matter. I mean, and if they're eating poop, I don't know. I don't really like fish guys. I don't like guys who are keeping fish around and doing a lot of stuff around fish. That seems like a big hobby. Dear Snowman, what would you do if you became a werewolf? From Alex. So I'm a werewolf. What would I do as a werewolf? I mean, I'm assuming I could decide whatever I wanted. I don't know. I think I'd just run around in the woods and stuff. I think that would be pretty fun. I think I'd be kind of an old school werewolf. You know, I'd be running around in the woods in pants that were shredded at the calves and around the waistline, but still covered me in a very demure kind of way, but no shirt. And then wake up curled in a ditch and then hitchhike back into town in Oregon or something like that. And they're like, buddy, you don't look so good. You maybe need to get some sleep. And I'm like, you have no idea. And he drops me off at a motel and I go in and make my dinner on a hot plate. You know, see all the signs in there that I left the night, the scratches on the door frame from where I pawed at the doorknob until I escaped the night before. Dear Snowman, what would happen if a werewolf went to the moon? So an astronaut goes to the moon, but a day before he was bitten by what turns out to be a werewolf. He cannot die except from fire and silver, none of which are on the moon. So what happens? Is he constantly a werewolf? Does nothing happen? Does the light shining from Earth have the same effect on him as the moon would a werewolf on Earth? Does he turn back to human on the dark side? From Malicious Insect. I hate these kind of questions, because what you're doing here is you're mixing science with not science. I don't think it's about the moon. It's like the moon light transforms him, right? I mean, what do you want? Is that what you want me to say? Oh, it's just the time. Maybe it's the time frame of the moon. But what if he's in another country? What if he was on another planet entirely and they had a different moon? They had 9 moons. Would he turn into a... Who cares? That's a fucking stupid question. I don't know. Watch Twilight and jack off to abs. Dear Snowman, this is a stupid question about Jason Voorhees, but I don't know. Is Jason just like fat or is he buff? Just wondering. Best Jim. I don't know, because I know what you're saying. Because there's such a thing as fat strength. Like, if you took two equal guys, two guys who didn't exercise ever, and they were, let's say, the same height, but one was 50 pounds heavier of fat, I feel like he could still bench more. I don't know. Maybe I'm not correct there, but I feel like there's such a thing as fat strength. Maybe if you carry fat on your body, you're used to carrying extra around, so it's kind of like when, you know, people wear a weight vest. So then they can do extra, you know, in that big push. I don't really know. I'm very confused about how that works. That's actually a great question. But the point is, he can fucking stab a motherfucker straight through with a machete regardless. Dear Snowman, wouldn't it be great if there were a really smart goblin living in steam tunnels you pay to write your papers for you? It wouldn't be that much because he's really old and doesn't realize about inflation. From Trent. Trent? Buddy, I don't write papers, and you shouldn't either. No one should be writing papers. Let me explain to you something. This isn't really Halloween-y, but papers are bullshit. Because you know something, and the person you're writing the paper for already knows the stuff. All you're doing is proving to them that you know. I would challenge you to say to whoever you're writing these papers for, you go up to them and say, is there any other way I can prove to you that I know what I'm talking about without going through the effort of writing a paper, and then you won't have to read the paper. If I just have a conversation with you, maybe you'll know that I understand, and I'll know that you understand that I understand, and we'll be done, and we don't have to spend these two separate blocks of time. Dear Snowman, lately I've been losing many of my things in ridiculous ways. I suspect it's the work of goblins. Does anyone know how to ask a goblin to return lost items? From Artemis. I'd be curious to hear what the goblins were stealing. I mean, is it your keys? But your car is still there? Because, I don't know, maybe goblins don't really... they don't understand inflation. Maybe they don't know about driving either. They probably don't, right? They're probably fucking shit drivers. Drive like, yeah, I'm not going to say a racist thing, but we all just fill in whatever race and age and gender you were thinking. How would you ask? I don't know. Just ask for it back, or just, you know, if he's stealing your keys, maybe just put out some fake keys. An uncut key is like 50 cents. Just buy 20 of them. Lay them around. Dear Snowman, Chucky! Yo, boy, have I been waiting for you. Me and Kruger teamed up for a while, but he lost his head when Jason came around, and Leatherface chopped his leg off, so I've got no help there. Where have you been, man? From Mathawan. He's asking where I've been as Chucky. Okay, I'm gonna just roll this dice here. You've gotta be fucking kidding me. Got another snake eye, so that's another wine. That's, you know, four rolls. Two of them have been wine. Which I think might be the worst thing for me. I mean, maybe this is good for your heart, but I think I'd rather die. If the doctor was like, drink wine or you'll die, I'd be like, well, I've had a good ride. Oh! Son of a bitch. Dear Snowman, ugh. What would happen if an adult was playing in the ball pits at Chuck E. Cheese? Is there a legal age limit as to the ball pits? The little pool type thing filled with colored plastic ball. Yeah, we know what the fucking ball pit is, buddy. Could Chuck E. Cheese legally do anything if an adult was in one of those? From F. I mean, I don't know what they could do. What are you going to do? Call the cops and be like, I'm within my rights. I paid nothing to get in here. I mean, here's the thing. I think if I'm correct, you have to take your shoes off to get there in there. When you're not in your house, you should not be doing anything that involves taking your shoes off as an adult. I don't care if you're at a party at someone's house, a weird Asian restaurant, a ball pit, some trampoline zone. You should never be taking your fucking shoes off when you leave your house. So if you're outside your house and someone says take off your shoes, you're not doing it right. Dear Snowman, what is more spooky, a ghost or a skeleton? Ghosts are spooky because they can go invisible. But on the other hand, there is a skeleton living inside you right now and it could jump out. What is more spooky? From James. I mean, I feel like skeleton and ghost are very different. Ghost is a pretty broad category, the way you've set it up here. Could be like a little kid ghost. Could be a little kid ghost from like 1910, from 1884. They all seem to be little girls. I don't know what's going on that little girls are so interested in being ghosts. Little boys are like, eh, fuck it. I'll just go to hell. But the little girls are like, I'm going to be a ghost. What is it about girls that they're so into being ghosts? Can someone explain that to me? A girl? I'd like to hear a girl's opinion on that. Explain to me My Little Pony and why you're so into being a ghost. That would be super helpful. Dear Snowman, what happens if someone gets a shallow stab in the stomach? Just wondering. I'm random. I ain't planning a murder. But an older friend I used to know had a kitchen accident and had a shallow stab in the gut. But what happens when people get stabbed in the stomach besides bleed and get stitches and glue at the hospital? But what does it feel like and do you die? From Becca. Clearly you're fucking stupid. Because you had a friend that happened. You just explained to me what happens. You're like, well, you get stitches and glue. But what happens and do you die? No, I mean shallow? No, you don't fucking die. Why would you... What is this hot saxophone music here? That's like some Lost Boys shit or something. Okay. Back on track. Dear Snowman, would you take your 5-month-old to the pumpkin patch with a stuffy nose? I was planning on taking my 2-year-old and 5... I wish I had a saxophone player, you know, who could just back me up as I talked and just, you know, every now and then do a big sting. Like I say something important and he goes... Oh, it's done. No radio magic for us today. Would you take a 5-month-old to the pumpkin patch with a stuffy nose? He feels like shit. No. Guys... Stop taking, like, tiny little kids to the pumpkin patch, you know, against their will, okay? If they're feeling great and you're just like, I need to fucking do an activity, pumpkin patch is great. But when you're there and you're, like, dragging him around and he's crying and just wants to lay in the wagon, you're not going to be happy. But more importantly, I'm not going to be happy. Dear Snowman, what is the difference between a nightmare, deja vu, and a dream? I never really understood what the difference between a dream, a nightmare, and deja vu is. If you could answer my curiosity, that would be wonderful. From Ace. I can explain this. One time I had a nightmare that there were vampires. Okay, this is a true story when I was a kid. And I was running all over town. I was in my real town. And at the end, I was going to get bitten by one. Now, I was a boy of maybe 12. And so I was in a river, you know, and they were all coming around me. And I was completely surrounded. So I said, well, I'm stuck. So I'm going to go to this girl vampire because she's hot. And maybe I'll touch her boob while she vampire bites me. That's a nightmare that turned into a dream. Deja vu would be like if that happened and then I remember thinking, I think this has happened before. That I attempted to touch a vampire's breast as she killed me. Dear Snowman, would you buy a house that someone was murdered in? From Nicole. I mean, yeah, I don't think I'd... Probably, what percent of houses have had someone murdered or died in them? It's got to be every house, right? I mean, for all I know, someone was murdered in this apartment. I really don't know. I did not ask that. It wasn't... Is that on your question list? You know, you're like, oh, what are these... What's the material for these countertops? How long has it been since the pipes have been rooted out? Does this tree in the front put roots in there? What's the state of this chimney? Has anyone checked out this chimney? What about the roof? We had a pretty bad storm last year. You've got this retaining wall outside, but I know it's got a crack in it. What am I going to do? Fill that with a silicone? A two-part epoxy kind of thing? Has anyone been murdered here? I mean, fuck that shit. Dear Snowman, what kind of college would I want to go to if I want to study how mummies died? I want to study about how you find mummies in Egypt, Peru, etc. And I wanted to know what kind of college or high school I would want to enroll in order to get into those kind of studies. From Latina. You want to know what college to go to study mummies? The College of Brendan Fraser, baby. Find that motherfucker. Show him the goods. He'll be in, man. He's had roaches flying in his face for the last 10 years. Even a decent person, he'd probably take up an offer. You don't even have to be famous. I don't know that you're not famous, but I know you're not famous. I mean, come on. Mommies? Who gives a fuck? That's a corpse. You realize that's just a corpse wrapped in an Ace bandage, right? And they didn't even have the metal clips to hold it still. I just don't... Okay. Dear Snowman, is Bloody Mary real? When I was in elementary school, my friends and I would talk about her, and I always drew pictures of her. I tried the game once, and nothing happened, but I saw a shadow of a face on the door when I was coming out. I don't know if it was my imagination. Is she real? From Samantha. I know that's a trick, Samantha. You're trying to trick me into telling whether Bloody Mary is real. But I won't do that. Because you know what? It's the person who says Bloody Mary's not real who then comes to very much regret the things they said about Bloody Mary. So I'm not falling into that trap. You know, it's always the person who's like, oh, the ring, that's bullshit, or Bloody Mary is bullshit, or Jason's not gonna get me, ha 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 ha. That's like the new horror thing, right? We all know about it, and then we joke about it, and then die. Dear Snowman, why do people have to die? And if death is inevitable for all of us, and one day all we ever had and worked for, and all that ever made us happy and sad, all comes down to meaning nothing, then why live? What is the point of life, then? If I can slip on a bar of soap and die and never get the chance to see my 3-week-old daughter grow up, then what is the purpose of my life? How do you cope with death and the thought of your own eventual demise? From Juicy. Well, thanks for having... I'm gonna roll the dice. Ooh, 3. Krupnik from Poland. This is my way of answering you. I mean, I don't know why you had a daughter if this is where you're at emotionally. That seems like a poor decision. I've never had this before, Krupnik. It's from Poland. It's got a bears around a tree. I mean, just laugh. If you're not enjoying it, then you're wasting it, right? Cheers. Oh my god. Oh. Wow. That was like a melted... Oh. I'm still making a face. Dear snowman, what is the difference between a haunted object and a haunted house? I've watched the show Haunted Collector, and I was wondering how they know it's just the object that's haunted or the house. From Jordan. Oh, god. Well, take it outside, right? I mean, it's not that hard. If you're like, oh, is this, I got this fucking pen. Is this pen haunted? Or is it the house? Well, I'll take the fucking pen outside, idiot. I mean, I don't, what's wrong with you? I mean, yeah, you should probably continue to watch that show. I don't feel like you've gotten the message of that show. Dear Snowman, at night, even with the light on, it isn't always easy to drive safely because sometimes the road sign isn't clear. The light isn't the brightest, some cars drive with headlights off, and etc. I could be wrong, but substantial car accidents happen at night as they do during the day. Personally, knowing all that, I try to avoid driving at night, but in some occasions I must drive. Could anyone provide me with tips on how to drive safely at night? What should I do? Watch out for the driving at night. Thanks in advance for insights from Nice. How to drive safely at night? I mean, stay in the fucking right lane, okay? That's all I'm gonna ask. You can go as slow as you like if you stay in that fucking right lane. I don't give a fuck what you're doing, okay? But last night, I was driving in the left lane, 10 over the limit, listening to the theme song from Contra, nearly bawling my eyes out because of the memories it brought up. So you need to just get the fuck out of my way so I can cry and drive and listen to Contra music. Dear Snowman, would the marriage between a cannibal and a vegetarian be able to work? This music's a little intense, huh? Here's why I ask. My sister met a guy that is some kind of African prince. He still lives over there, and come to find out he is a cannibal. But only certain types will he eat. Something about the enemy, as they believe that when eating the enemy, they get their powers. My sister is a pure vegetarian. Will their marriage be able to work? From McCain. I mean, I don't know whether your sister being a vegetarian is really the primary issue here when it comes to eating human flesh. Mayhaps, and I'm not saying for sure, but mayhaps, the primary problem here is going to be the eating of humans. I mean, that's like, that's another level. That's beyond just like, I don't want to eat a pig, you know? Dear Snowman, you are trapped by your evil twin brother. He has your mother tied up. What do you do? Here are some things you should know. He has a heart, and it was all your evil father's idea. You have powers. He has powers. You are in a 10-story building with no weapon or cell phone. All you have is a watch. What do you do, and how do you save your mom? From Country Wisdom. My evil twin has my mom. I have a watch. He has a heart, as do, and we both have powers. How do I save my mom from my evil twin? I don't know. Beat the shit out of that fucker. Fuck that guy. I don't think I would let an evil twin of mine go on. You know what I mean? People joke around. They're like, oh, that guy, that was probably my evil twin. Did you see the version of me that's an ass? Well, I would kill that guy long ago. Dear Snowman, how can one resolve the conflicts of psychosexual stage during the phallic stage? From Queenie. That's a weird one. I mean, I don't know what the psychosexual stage is. I don't know what these stages are. I could go through my stages. I was a kid and I didn't really know even that sex was a thing. Then I understood it. And I think I understood it as that's how babies were made and also as something that adults seemed into. Then I saw Playboys. Then I saw Hustlers. Then I masturbated into a condom one time because I thought that would be an easier cleanup, and I was wrong because those things are lubricated, man. Then I fooled around with a girl, but we had our clothes on, and that was great at the time, and I would never go back, and then, you know, sex and whatnot. Dear Snowman, why do some people sneak pins, needles, and razors in the Halloween candy before they give it out to the trick-or-treaters? From LL. Well, LL, Cool J, just buy your kids their own candy. You know what I'm saying, bro? Brah? I don't think that's happening. I've never seen that. You know, they're always like, oh, you know what? The cops borrowed a x-ray machine so you can x-ray your candy. That's good. I'm sure that doesn't put any kind of waves into a candy that's not supposed to happen. Fuck that shit. I mean, if you're that worried about it, just buy your kids 100 bags of candy. But they don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. Turn them loose, let them eat the shit, and just calm down. I mean, if a kid bites into a razor, he probably will live. And then he'll get to be on the news. He'll be in the fucking newspaper. Before you know it, that scar will heal, and he'll be able to tell people about it forever. And he'll probably be a comedian like Tina Fey. Dear Snowman, what would you include in a zombie survival kit? From Noor. I'm so glad you asked that question, because we need to prepare for these things. Here's what always happens in the zombie movies. There's a bunch of people, you know, and they have skills. They're like cops or outdoorsmen, Bear Grylls or whatever. And they escape. But then other people come and take away all the things they've built up or ruin their new society or whatever. I want to be one of those who ruins the new society. My zombie survival kit is a gun. Maybe two guns, a pistol and a shotgun. Instead of preparing for the zombie apocalypse, as so many claim that they will, I'm just going to get guns and take away stuff from all the people I prepared. So my list, or my preparation kit, is guns and a list of people I know who are fucking dorks who can't stop me. Dear Snowman, what do you guys think of a zombie and alien invasion? What do you... I mean, look at the list of zombie and alien movies made. Tons of them. Also, most of them take place in America. With reference to the Illuminati and the U.S. government, you guys think this will happen? From Abdul. Do I think a zombie and alien invasion will happen? Well, look, I know that, you know, since the dawn of time has been a long time. And I've only been alive for 28 years? I think I'm turning 29 soon. And so I haven't seen a lot. But I don't really think that... and I haven't seen that in my lifetime. Nor has that seemed to have been definitively proven in anyone's lifetime. A zombie... Are the aliens zombies? Or are you just assuming these both happen? Fuck you. Dear Snowman, I want to know how to get into the ghost hunting profession. I've always been interested in the paranormal. I love the shows Ghost Adventures and Ghost Hunters, and they are both good in their own ways, respectively. I just want to know how to get my foot in, or do you know where I could get equipment on my own, or maybe use something in the house to capture stuff? Any information would be greatly appreciated. I live in Boston, Massachusetts, so if anyone is around the Boston area, I'd love to be able to pick your brain. Thanks a lot. From Jigaman. Well, first of all... Sorry, I'm too drunk to do a Boston accent right now, I think. I don't think you need anything to get into the ghost hunting profession other than to look like someone who would be on the Travel Channel that people could make fun of. That seems to be the only qualification as far as I can tell. Alright. Dear Snowman, what would happen if you were trapped in an operating autoclave? An autoclave is a machine used for sterilization of glassware and utensils, typically for science labs. It uses a combination of heat, pressure, and steam to kill off any living organisms on its content. Many facilities have large walk-in autoclaves. What would happen if you were trapped in one while it was running? From Nuppins. I think they had this at one of the orthodontist offices I toured. Orthodontists are on top of this shit, man. It's like a big thing. You put all your, you know, they showed it to me like, here's where we sterilize all the scalpels and stuff like that. And I'm like, listen, man, let me get my fucking haircut at a place where they, you know, just put their combs in Kool-Aid as far as I... The liquid is blue. That's how I know it works. It's fucking Windex. I mean, I've been lancing my own acne with a needle that I just keep in the drawer. I don't do shit. I'm fine. Dear Snowman, I'm scared of clowns. My wife hired a clown for my son's birthday. What do I tell my son? I will not be able to be at his 8th birthday. What do I tell him about me not being there? I don't want to make him sad. From Ziggymon. All right. Get out a scratch pad. Here we go. Son, I need to tell you that your dad's a loser, and he's scared of clowns. But also, you're only 7, and you're going to be 8. So this isn't really one of the important ones. The ones where I can relate to you as a real human person are still fucking 10 years away. So have a clown. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy this, you know? Really think about your life. I mean, while everyone's running around playing with Nerf fencing, as I did as a boy, just reflect and think how lucky you are to be alive. Dear Snowman, I need bats around my house, but how do I keep them from trying to attack me and my friends? I have a lot of mosquitoes around my yard, and I need the bats to eat them. And what are some websites to get plans to build bat houses? From Zach. How do you get bats around your house? I don't really know. It seems like Batman seems to attract bats, so if you could have Batman show up. So if you could build a sort of rudimentary bat signal, that would be good. If you could kidnap Commissioner Gordon. Although, I mean, sometimes he's an easy target. It depends on who's writing it. Sometimes they make him into... It's kind of like Alfred, you know, the butler. Sometimes they make him into just this victim. And sometimes they're like, oh, he was also a British spy. And you're like, okay. Okay. This bat team has expanded far enough. Isn't there one person who works for Bruce Wayne who doesn't know fucking judo or something? Dear Snowman, who would win in a fight, Captain Planet or the Toxic Avenger? I'd think they would both put up a good fight, but I'd go with Captain Planet. He is smarter, and he'd find a way to beat Toxie. Think about it. Captain Planet's weakness is toxins, and Toxic Avenger is powered by toxins. From Jason. Wow. That's such a good question. I'm going to roll the dice here. Ooh, 6. Ugh, Contro. I can't do that again. That was so gross. I lost my dice. Well, I'm going to have a shot of rum then. I haven't had rum in, you know, like a decade or something like that. I have this in here because I made a cake with it. Flask-sized bottle I've had for probably 3 years or so. So let's see what happens. Cheers to rum. Oh! Oh, God! Oh, what are you guys drinking? Okay. Dear Snowman, my team is 6-8 and should be 11-3. Oh, fuck me. Okay. This is a question about how to get rid of a curse on a soccer team. Oh, God, that was fucking terrible. That was... Castlevania music. I'm back. How do you get rid of a curse on a soccer team? I don't know. Quit playing soccer. Turn to baseball. That's a sport. Or football. Or golf. I'm a golfer. I could help you with golf. I know how to play golf. Soccer? I was on the Utes. I don't think we won any games. My brother got hit in the stomach with a soccer ball and I wanted to punch somebody. That's all I really remember. So, I don't really have any soccer ideas for you, I'm sorry. Dear Snowman, can I make a voodoo doll for massage purposes with my boyfriend's hair? My boyfriend shaved his head and now I have his hair. He left home yesterday and now we are long distance. I would like to give him a massage. Can I make a voodoo doll out of my boyfriend's hair to give him a long distance massage? From Ice Lady. What's going on? So your boyfriend, is he like in the Marines or something? And now he's long distance and you want to give him a massage? I mean, yeah, you can do that. Make a voodoo doll, give him a fucking voodoo massage. It works out great. That way he can pretend that he can feel it, and you can do it for him, and everything's exciting. I mean, just know that he's lying. No one can fucking feel a voodoo massage. I think voodoo's mostly for killing and hurting. Let's keep voodoo to hurting. I take back what I said before. Let's keep it to hurting. I don't want anyone to feel better. Hurt him. Dear Snowman, why was the original weapon in Castlevania a whip? I mean, I can understand something sharp, perhaps something holy, but why a whip? It just causes bad innuendos. What? I don't know. It's a bit late for asking this question, for the newer Castlevanias carry an assortment of weapons, but I just felt the need to ask. From Dash Fox. Because it's cool. That's what Indiana Jones had. I mean, how would you like to beat... What weapon would you like to beat Dracula? From old times. A sword? That's real exciting. A bow and arrow? That's what Kid Icarus had. Dum-dum. A robotic arm that could latch onto things and destroy all enemies? That's what Bionic Commando had. I kind of start to think, actually, now that I'm considering it, maybe every old NES game was based around the weapon. Bionic Commando. Zelda was about a sword. Adventure Island, an axe. Bill Lambier's Combat Basketball was not for NES, but was very fun and was based around a basketball. Dear Snowman, how much holy water do I need to drink to become an angel? I need to start thinking about my future in heaven. If I drink enough holy water, will I be an angel in the next life? From Pee-wee. So you're asking me if you can drink enough holy water to become an angel in the next life. First of all, doesn't anyone just want to go to heaven anymore and just hang out? Can't you just be there? There's got to be some people who just hang out. I mean, why do you need to be an angel watching over someone else? Can't you just be, like, cool? You get to heaven and Jesus is like, do you want to do some angel stuff? And you're like, nah, man. I'm cool. I'm good. I'm happy. Just heaven. That's enough. It's fucking heaven, you motherfucker. Dear Snowman, what does it mean when a voodoo doll growls at you? I made a voodoo doll for fun. It is in my drawer. I open my drawer, forgetting it's in there. I say, hey, close my drawer. Then I heard this really loud but deep growl. Ooh, what does it mean? From Acid. Well, it means that you're doing the right kind of voodoo. Not like the person we had before who was trying to do positive voodoo. You're doing the correct negative voodoo, which I strongly appreciate. I would say keep doing the voodoo. I don't know, talk to the voodoo doll, explain what you're doing, explain, I don't want to put a needle through you, but I need to hurt someone else. And if this is hurting you as a voodoo doll, maybe I'm not doing voodoo right. Maybe I need to take another class. Maybe I need to go talk to some weird lady with long gray and black and gray salt and pepper hair. Kind of the Morgan Freeman hair, but long white lady hair. Dear Snowman, would you make a pact with the devil? I did that once, and I was at the top of the game for a few years. Then I had a stroke at age 16 in 1998. The devil frequently calls his flock home. I will not go into detail how I had sold my soul. From Grey Lord. Jesus. This is why heaven is bullshit and the devil. Alright, I know I'm loaded, so I'm getting all philosophical. But if you really believe that the devil in heaven was real, if the devil appeared in front of me and was like, Peter, I can make you a famous podcaster, I'd say, well, now that I know the devil is real, I'm going to say no to that. Because, I mean, to live, I don't know, how long could I possibly live? Another 15 years? Mid-40s? To live that long and then just, I don't know, fuck that shit. And then die in eternal torture, not worth it. Dear Snowman, I was just taunted and abused by an evil snowman. Has this happened to anyone else? From IE. Oh, I'm so glad. Yes, everyone else who has listened to this or, you know, had a question answered on here. Cheers. We've all been tortured by an evil snowman. Get with the program. Accept it. Learn to love it. That's all you can do, man. That's all you can do. You know? Snowmen are evil. I don't know, Jack Frost. There was a good Jack Frost and a bad one, but even the good one was kind of creepy. A ghost that inhabits a snowman? Good choice. Why not a lamp? A lamp would last forever. You wouldn't have to keep fucking around trying to, you know, make the lamp not die in the horrible, horrible sun and that kind of thing. The lamp would just last forever. I don't know. Did I? Oh, we did it. We've done this. Okay, hang on. Let me find a sound effect that's appropriate. We did it, guys. We did a helpful snowman Potoween. Thank you all for listening. I hope I was helpful. I hope that I made you feel validated as humans for asking those idiotic questions. I hope you enjoyed Castlevania music. I'm pretty loaded, so I probably gotta go. But have a good Halloween. Do something. Just put on a fucking mask for 10 minutes, for God's sake. Live your life. Halloween's a good part of life. See you guys later. Left you bleeding on the floor, and I'm mourning the death, the recent passing of your insides. I smile in regret every time I think of how I spoke to you. Far back it really goes, and I'm living in lack of the blood sent from the heavens. I'm just trying to relax as the killer's waiting right.